Chapter 13. Jai 1. To have and to hurt.
It's Olympics weekend, Chai, and it seems even the rain has come to watch the events. We're expecting highs in the mid-30s, lows in the 20s, and intermittent rainstorms throughout the week.
Ugh, I hate the rain, says Jiang Cheng, as Wei Wuxian watches the droplets streak across the window of the bus. Outside, rolling mist-covered hills give way to small farming settlements and lonely, towering pagodas.
I hope it lets up in time for our competition. I heard our stadium's open to the weather.
Your stadium is also hosting track and field and football, adds Jiang Yanli, grinning. Yunmeng's playing Gusu in the opening bracket.
Jiang Cheng leans up in his seat to look back at where the Yunmeng football team is clustered.
Oi, guys, you better kick Gusu's ass, okay? Don't let those prissy stick-up-their-ass motherfuckers beat you.
Language, Ah-Cheng, reprimands Jiang Yanli.
Wei Wuxian laughs, pulling his shirty down by the back of his jacket. The radio continues to play banter between the two hosts, talking about their expectations for the Chai Olympics before.
Speaking of Olympic night hunting, we have with us a very special guest today. He's local to Chai, actually, and won his first Olympic gold at the last summer games in Manila, correct? Yes, and since then he's been a 2-time world champion. You might also know him for his fierce rivalry with Yunmeng competitive cultivator Wei Wuxian. Welcome, Lan Wangji!
It is my pleasure to be here today.
Wei Wuxian feels his ears heating just at the sound of that familiar voice through the speakers. All of a sudden, it feels as if the eyes of everyone in the bus are focused on him.
There's been a lot of rumors about you two, especially since the blackout last competition. What do you have to say to put those rumors to rest?
Tuju, perhaps we... No matter. Competitor Wei and I are merely fellow athletes. That is all.
Ouch, says Jiang Cheng. That's cold. But what would you expect, considering?
Jiang Yanli smacks him.
Ah-Cheng, don't be mean.
He deserved it. Get your shit together, I said. And what the fuck did he do? He straight up took him.
We're in public, snaps Jiang Yanli. How about we not air Ah Ying's personal troubles to everyone else on Team Yunmeng, yeah?
Fine. But all I'm going to say on the matter is kick Gusu's ass.
Jiang Cheng folds his arms. Both you and Hong Guanjun are idiots, and I'm ashamed to know either of you.
The radio host is talking again.
Wow, I think I'm a little heartbroken hearing that. The past couple world championships have felt more like a TV drama than a sports event.
Well, I'm guesting in Wisteria Blossoms next month, so you would not be alone in sharing that sentiment.
Ooh, moving into acting. I'm excited. You excited too, Sui Sui?
Definitely. We'll make sure to catch your episodes when they come out.
He's what? Demands Wei Wuxian.
Guesting on the longest-running drama in all of Asia? Says Jiang Yanli. They gave up on taping the episodes in advance because every time they think they're done, the fans clamor for more. I'm surprised the writers can still come up with plots.
How many seasons is it now? Asks Jiang Cheng.
27, I think, says Jiang Yanli. Mom's obsessed with it.
I love Wisteria Blossoms. Who are you playing? Or are you not allowed to say anything at present?
I play a celebrity.
Ha ha ha! Very to the point, Competitor Lan. Thank you, thank you. Do you have anything else to say to our listeners? Your fans? Someone special? Anyone?
The bus grows so quiet that only the sound of the road rumbling beneath the wheels can be heard. Even the driver, who'd been frequently honking his horn at passing cars, has stilled his hand to hear what happens next. Wei Wuxian can feel a flush creeping down his neck.
I am gratified for the Olympic Committee's decision to host the games in Chai. The eyes of the world will be upon Gusu. I hope those who come to view the games will discover Chai for the beautiful home it has been to me and my family for centuries. I am proud to represent Gusu at the games this year. Thank you for your support.
Wei Wuxian lets out a breath he hadn't realized he was holding. He turns back to the window just as they pass the sign on the highway, indicating the rapid approach of the city of Chai. Then the last of the cloudy-headed mountains pass, and they emerge into a valley with a vast shining lake and several rivers. Nestled in the cradle of these waterways lies the glittering metropolis of Chai, capital of Gusu, and hometown of Lan Wangji. The summer rain briefly passes to allow a peak of bleary sun to glint off the skyscrapers, like bright snow. They merge onto the elevated highway into the city center. Wei Wuxian can't help but wish he could somehow look out both sides of the bus at everything passing them by. He ends up pressing his face to the glass, taking in all the brands emblazoned on department stores, all the ads flying by on skyscraper faces, all the cars and bikes and people filling the streets. I wish I could stay for Chai Fashion Week, laments Jiang Enli, as they pass by bus stops that look like temples and arched pedestrian bridges over lush, willow-lined canals. Wei Wuxian laughs. I'm regretting only booking us for 3 days at the hotel in Old Town Chai after Ollie's, he says. Yeah, well, you could have been here much earlier, Jiang Cheng points out. Wei Wuxian turns from the window with a sigh. Let's focus on kicking Gusu's ass, he suggests, as the radio turns from talk show to another stretch of international pop hits. Excerpt from the Lan Dynasty, The Cultivation of Chai's Prosperity, by Robert Leung. Chai's roots are humble, sprung up on the waterways and canals that flow from the Cloud Recesses Mountains to Lake Biling. This town first started as a simple fishing and farming commune, bringing together goods and food from all over the region in boisterous, happy markets. It was said that almost anything under the sun could be found in a Chai market, but eventually the town grew famous for two things: the renowned Emperor's Smile rice wine and the rainbow-woven silk. The former was officially eschewed by the straight-laced Lan family as a harbinger of moral decadence, but the latter proved to be a valuable family contribution to the prosperity of the water town they called home. Rainbow-woven silk, sometimes known as Lan gossamer, is silk whose threads have been imbued with spiritual energy during spinning. The women of the Lan family were renowned for their ability to weave this fine material, as well as turn it into protective yet functional garments. The famous mourning robes of Lan family heads, which were worn all the way up to the 18th century, are classic examples of rainbow-woven silk garments. Nowadays, the people of Chai wear a much more diverse assortment of items, though Lan gossamer still shows up, most notably in the traditional white ribbons still worn by Lan family members. Thus, when considering the history of Chai and Gusu, it is hard to separate them from the history of the Lan family. The destinies of this renowned cultivation clan and the city neighboring their ancestral home have been woven together for centuries. Through war and peace, prosperity and recession, the Lan family has remained a centerpiece of Gusu history and culture, and always will be. After all, the old saying goes, Gusu flourishes as long as a Lan lives there. The bus drops them off at the Olympic Park in Chai Chau, where the campus buildings of the University of Chai have been cleared up and renovated in preparation for the athletes. Jiang Yanli bids them farewell at the gate and heads for her hotel across the street. Wei Wuxian and Jiang Cheng look at one another, shoulder their bags, and head through security into the village. Wei Wuxian remembers his first day at Yunmeng National University, roughly this time last year. While the campus was in Lotus Pier, he and Jiang Cheng were still encouraged to room on campus. They had agreed, since the campus was in walking distance of their local cultivation training ground. But the first day of move-in had still been overwhelming for both of them, as the campus filled with students from all over Yunmeng and the rest of the world. This is no different. The village is already more than halfway filled with athletes, with bright, welcoming banners dangling between balconies and balloons escaping their tethers into the air. Wei Wuxian gets hit with a cannon of confetti from a screaming swimmer in the tiniest speedo known to humankind, while Jiang Cheng gets waylaid by a bunch of bleach-blonde volleyball players in bikinis. "I don't know if this is better or worse than the media at Baifeng," says Jiang Cheng, as they shake off their fellow athletes with smiles and apologies, lugging their bags behind them to the check-in desk. Their rooms are in a dorm complex with a green courtyard that had, once upon a time, been quite neat and tidy. The well-manicured grass can still be seen under the veritable pile of confetti and condom wrappers. Jiang Cheng boggles at the latter. "The stories are true," he breathes. Wei Wuxian snorts and heads for the lobby to get to their elevator. On their floor, they pass by several open rooms with parties already raging hard in them. It seems Team Yunmeng shares the building with several Europeans, as there's an Italian mankini hung over a chair visible from the doorway of one room blaring Eurotrash music. By the time Wei Wuxian finds their room, Jiang Cheng is already putting on his noise-canceling headphones. Their room offers them a view of the rest of the Olympic Park that isn't the village. Some of the games will be played in the existing athletic structures of the university, which have all been upgraded and refurbished to accommodate the Olympians. Most noticeably, the iconic Zaichao Stadium, which was once host to the earliest cultivation competitions and is now home base for both the University of Chai and Gusu national football teams. It has been remodeled into something resembling a glittering tea bowl. "I heard it was supposed to look like a supernova," says Jiang Cheng, as he draws the curtains on their view, frowning at how the glittering panels of the stadium seem to catch the setting sun. "It just looks a bit sad to me." "Chai spent a lot of money upgrading the school's athletic facilities for this," says Wei Wuxian, patting him on the shoulder. "Hosting the Olympics is expensive."
"Could have been worse," says Jiang Cheng, now stalking over to fiddle with their air conditioning unit. "And the students will benefit the most when all is said and done. These dorms probably didn't have aircon last year. Ours didn't."
"And ours still won't when we get back," Wei Wuxian sighs as cool air starts to filter through the room. "Which bed do you want?" he adds, gesturing to the two small beds in the room. Jiang Cheng flings his duffel onto the one closer to the air conditioning. Wei Wuxian rolls his eyes, but takes the other one anyway. He takes out his flute and suibian, laying them out on one of the desks, before taking out his phone and taking a selfie. "Ah Cheng, say hi to our fans on Weibo." Jiang Cheng scowls harder. Wei Wuxian laughs. But just as he's trying to figure out the Wi-Fi connection, someone comes running by yelling something about Gusu. Curiosity immediately piqued, Wei Wuxian pockets his phone, grabs the keys, and rushes out after them. The first thing he hears is a deluge of notifications from Weibo and WeChat as the host team's arrival to the village hits social media. Team Gusu is clad in white and beautiful to a default, but Wei Wuxian only has eyes for the tall figure leading them into the village courtyard. Lan Wangqi looks devastating in his suit, as usual. But what's unusual this time is his new hairstyle. As he walks by, Wei Wuxian can't help but call, "Nice haircut, Lan Chan! You look hot!" Lan Wangqi responds by briefly running a hand through his hair, before deliberately turning his back on Wei Wuxian as he heads for the check-in. Wei Wuxian is left breathless, staring at the back of his head, where Lan Wangji's iconic white-plaited braid used to hang. Wangxian fans. Laughing, crying emoji, bunny emoji, red heart, blue heart, bunny emoji, laughing, crying emoji. Hashtag Wangxian. Hashtag karma's a bitch. Quoted text. @ Xiao Huaisang. Hashtag Chai Ollies.
Hashtag karma's a bitch. Hashtag Lan Wang Chi. Startled blushing emoji. Video. A TikTok video of Lan Wang Chi's press conference footage, synced with the karma's a bitch challenge audio. As Gucci Gucci plays, the footage cuts to a mobile phone recording of Lan Wang Chi's dramatic Olympic Village entrance with short hair, as well as cuts of Wei Wuxian's shocked reaction. The night hunting pre-game briefing is held the next morning. The Olympic Game Masters are different from the INU ones, which means the game structure itself is a little different as well. Wei Wuxian's not sure how he feels about it, as he tries not to stare too hard at the back of Lan Wangji's newly cropped head during the briefing. In the interest of time and needing to accommodate other athletes, the night hunting competition will be simple and short as well. The Olympic Game Master is saying when he tunes back in. There will be a timed semi-final round and a final round. The top 8 competitors of the semi-final advance to the final. Semi-finals take place the day before the finals, and the endgame monster will be in the final round. Special weapons will only be allowed in the final round. Nie Huaisang raises his hand. How long is the semi-final round expected to take? He asks. 30 minutes per group, replies the game master, pulling up a chart. The 24 of you here today have all qualified out of either the World Championships in Baifeng or the Wushan Trophy held the month after. Based on your rankings from these two competitions, we have split you all into 3 groups of 8 competitors. In the semi-final round, you will enter the arena with your group, take down as many monsters and corpses as you can in 30 minutes, and hope your resulting score will allow you to qualify for the final round. The chart itself has listed their names in 3 groups. The competitors press in to read it. Wei Wuxian can see his name listed with Jiang Cheng's and Nie Huaisang's. Lan Wangji's name, on the other hand, is in the same group as Wen Ying's. Just the sight of his friend's name makes him look around. And sure enough, Wen Ying is waving cheerily at him from another row. When they are released from the briefing, Wen Ying comes over to greet him. Wei Wuxian immediately tackles him into a hug, laughing. "You made it!" he exclaims, clapping Wen Ying on the shoulder as they pull apart. Wen Ying looks good in his silver and white gear, with the words, "Olympic athlete from Qishan," emblazoned across the front, and his cheeks are rosy with excitement. "You won at Wushan, right? You deserved it." Wen Ying nods, but there's something wistful in his voice as he adds, "I had to compete under the Olympic flag, though. It's a bit weird not having the Qishan flag around my shoulders or hearing the national anthem when I win." "I bet," Wei Wuxian swallows down any snide comment about how the flag and anthem haven't done either of them any good in the past. Instead, he pats his friend on the shoulder and asks, "Well, now that we might get a chance to compete against one another, want to go get McDonald's?" Wen Ying raises an eyebrow. "They have that here?" he asks. "Yeah, sponsorship deals, yada yada. All the McDonald's you could ever want to eat. All free." Wen Ying pulls a face. "I can almost smell the bad idea cooking in your head, and it smells like 100 chicken nuggets." Wei Wuxian scoffs, pushing his way out of the briefing room with Wen Ying following behind. "Okay, fine, maybe not McDonald's. How about ice cream? I think Cornetto's sponsoring the Chai Olympics this year." "I'm not sure that's any better," protests Wen Ying as they hit the courtyard. The village is a little more subdued now, as the athletes get in some last-minute training before the opening ceremony at the end of the week. The dining hall is a little more boisterous when they enter, and sure enough, there's a sizable line for both the pop-up McDonald's stand and the Cornetto ice cream truck. "Luncheon!" Wei Wuxian exclaims, seeing a familiar flash of white in the Cornetto line. After getting over the initial shock of Lan Wangji's missing plate and ribbon, Wei Wuxian has to admit the man might look even better with short hair than with long. He's not sure how that's possible, and yet... Lan Wangji flinches slightly at the sound of his name being called, but gives no other indicator he even heard it. Wei Wuxian tamps down his disappointment as he and Wen Ying get into the line. something happened? Asks Wen Ying. Wei Wuxian plasters on a smile he doesn't feel. He's always like that, he dismisses, before turning away. It had just occurred to him that, because Lan Wangji is in a different group from him, the only way he'll get to compete with Lan Wangji at the Olympics is if they both make it to the finals. He's not quite sure if he feels relieved or disappointed at the prospect, but he doesn't have much time to think on it, because almost as soon as they get their ice cream, Wei Wuxian is being grabbed from behind. He turns, barely avoiding Jin Zixin's arm as it swings out at him. Nice to see you too, he exclaims, as the Lanling competitor lurches back, fuming harder than a bull in a bullring. Look, if you're trying to audition for the wrestling matches, maybe you should... Can you fucking shut up for once in your life? Hisses Jin Zixin. A stunned silence falls over the rest of the dining hall, as Wei Wuxian clamps his mouth shut with an audible snap. Look, my cousin is too fucking noble or something to tell you this, but you better not fucking do what you did in Baifeng again. I didn't do anything in Baifeng, protests Wei Wuxian. It's partly true. He didn't do anything to either Jin Zixuan or Jin Zixin. Other people, on the other hand? Yeah, sure. Like I'm gonna believe that, considering you stole my cousin's victory. Jin Zixin's eyes narrow, and Wei Wuxian has to admit he has a point there. Though the Game Masters had awarded Jin Zixuan points for the first killing blow, it still hadn't been enough to get him any higher than fourth. Again. I'm sorry, but what were we supposed to do then? He wonders dryly. Float around on our swords, waiting for the Game Masters to notice there was a problem? We needed to end the game. Jiang Cheng got attacked by the bird, so I attacked it. It's not that deep. You're the one who keeps bringing up manipulating the game outside the command center, Jin Zixin retorts. You could have gotten rid of the antidote and glitched my cousin that way. Contrary to popular opinion, I haven't actually done anything like that. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Wei Wuxian shakes his head. Besides, we're at the Olympics, a new set of game masters and a different game structure. Maybe your cousin can prove himself properly here? He knows he wants to. Having a stolen victory amongst his laurels doesn't sit well with him either. Even if he hadn't been responsible for the glitch. Besides, winning Olympic gold with these new Game Masters would prove he's not just being boosted by his rivalry with Lan Wangji. He needs this victory. You condescending! Screams Jin Zixin, lunging for him. But before he can get a hold of him, someone else slides in to block him from moving further. Wei Wuxian wonders if he's imagining things, or if the temperature of the room had indeed dropped a couple of degrees just from Lan Wangji's glare.
Head Game Master Jin performed an independent investigation into the glitch and found it was not the fault of competitor Wei, Lan Wangji states, each word a bitter dagger. Surely you must be aware, considering Head Game Master Jin is your cousin's half-brother. Continuously blaming competitor Wei for your own shortcomings is unsportsmanlike.
You sure are eager to jump to his defense, sneers Jin Zixin. Glad to see competitor Wei's trained you well. Lan Wangji's eyes narrow.
I fail to understand how my defense of competitor Wei is any form of training, he remarks dryly.
Jin Zixin rolls his eyes before making a couple mocking barks. Wei Wuxian shudders, but thankfully Jin Zixin doesn't seem to pick up on that as he turns to leave.
Thanks, Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian says, but all he gets in response is a swift turn and exit. From his spot a couple steps away, Wen Ying shakes his head.
Something definitely happened, he says, and your ice cream is melting.
Wei Wuxian sighs, popping the cone into his mouth. It's not quite as sweet as he remembers.
You are watching Liz underscore Wangji's Chai Oli's stream.
Liz Wangji.
Did you guys hear the news?
Liz Wangji.
Lan Zixin is lighting the Olympic cauldron.
Banakata.
Mmm!
Final Fantasy.
My LXC merch and I are staying right here in front of this screen until I see his beautiful face. Lying down, Cowmoji.
Manhattan Vamp.
Holy shit, we are feasting this Olympics. LWJ and WWX are supposed to be flag bearers for their countries, too. Crying. My boys are doing so good.
Leche Flan Flan.
I can't wait for the competition. I heard they switched up the game format again.
Liz Wong Ji.
Yeah, they do the semi-final system for the Olympics because of the need to share arena space and game time with other disciplines. They don't want to run the risk of the game needing to take days to beat.
Intia Lotte.
Why can't they do that for the other competitions, too? It'd be more sport-like then, I think.
Jin Chuyin Chu.
There's a bit of a movement in the INU to move that way, but JGY thinks the current setup is closer to traditional night hunting.
Intia Lotte.
Thinking emoji.
Jin Chuyin Chu.
Yeah, that's what you get when your head game master has never competed himself, lol.
Xina.
Guys, this opening ceremony is already so beautiful. What the fuck?
Paco Flores.
That good tin. If only it was LWJ playing. Sigh emoji.
Caught by you.
What's going on?
Liz Wong Ji.
The history of Gusu. This dance is meant to represent cultivation. The gutin is demonstrating musical cultivation. And I think that calligraphy dance is meant to be the academic writings of the Lan ancestors.
Domokun Rainbows.
The way they incorporate spiritual energy into the routines makes everything so beautiful. Heart eyes emoji.
Team Yunmeng's uniform for the Parade of Nations is in shades of purple, silver, and black, with a nine-petaled lotus crest emblazoned on their blazers' right shoulders. Wei Wuxian feels like he's been pressed into an airline host's outfit, though the women on the team definitely have it worse, considering their lotus crest-patterned lavender neckerchiefs.
It's pretty average, honestly, says Jiang Cheng, as Wei Wuxian picks at his blazer sleeve.
Wait until you see what Team Lun Ling is wearing. They don't have to wait long. As the world's best athletes gather for the Parade of Nations at the glittering tea bowl of Chai Chow Stadium, Wei Wuxian catches a glimpse of Jin Xixuan and Jin Xixin among the Lun Ling delegation. Both of them are dressed in capelets that appear to be endless layers of golden gossamer and tulle.
It's supposed to represent the sparks amidst snow peony, says Jiang Cheng, as Wei Wuxian struggles not to double over laughing as the Lan Ling delegation walks past to get into formation.
I don't know. I can kind of see it if I stood on one foot and hopped a little.
They look like they're wearing chicken capes, retorts Wei Wuxian, hiding a snort behind his hand.
Jin Xixin looks over and glares at him, but when Jin Xixuan does the same, his expression looks more apologetic. Wei Wuxian blinks, especially as Jin Xixuan breaks formation to come over.
I heard my cousin tried to punch you, he says right off the bat. I'm sorry about that.
Wei Wuxian sighs. I deserved it a little, he demurs, pulling him to the side from the Yunmeng team as well. There's not a lot of space in these backstage corridors, especially with the intermittent screens showing the opening ceremony's artistic program. Some dancers are flying across the stadium, dressed in flowing silk robes. Wei Wuxian half suspects they're trying to tell the story of silk weaving through interpretive dance.
Jin Xixuan sighs, too. I admit I'm a bit put off by the results of the last competition, but I don't think you're the one behind the glitches.
Nice of you to say that, says Wei Wuxian. It's not because you're trying to get into my Shijia's good graces, right?
Jin Xixuan's cheeks flare. No, it's not. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't see any reason for Lan Wangji to cheat, and he's stuck to you like white on rice, so there's literally no opportunity for you to cheat either. My cousin spends too much time lurking on Golden Core. I'm sorry.
Wei Wuxian snorts.
Speaking of Golden Core, you'd think people would come up with better conspiracy theories than Lan Xichen is cooking his brother's scores. Do people ever accuse Jin Guangyao of doing the same to you? I mean, he is the head game master. He pauses. Not that I think you're being inflated. I'm just curious.
Jin Xichuan rolls his eyes.
No one ever thinks fourth place is getting inflated, he points out.
Wei Wuxian raises an eyebrow.
But you get first at a lot of competitions that aren't Worlds.
Jin Xichuan sighs.
To be honest, my half-brother and I don't really talk. Family drama.
Ah, Wei Wuxian knows that all too well.
I won't pry. Yikes.
Jin Xichuan snorts.
Yikes doesn't even begin to cover it. Yin Li's heard the worst of it.
He cuts off as his mobile chimes. The stupid layers of tulle flutter as he checks it with a groan.
I'd better get back. It's almost time for us to go. Just wanted to clear the air, in case you thought I sicked my cousin on you or something.
Wei Wuxian snorts at that.
Well, apparently he thinks I like sicking Lan Chan on him, so fair's fair.
Jin Xichuan rolls his eyes before extending a hand.
May the best man win, he suggests.
Wei Wuxian grins and shakes it. You're on! When he returns to the Yunmeng delegation, he's just in time to see Team Gusu take their position as well. Lan Wangji, resplendent in the white robes of the Lan family, is already holding the Gusu flag, while the rest of Team Gusu take photos with him in their white suits. It's only when the parade of nations starts and Wei Wuxian is handed the Yunmeng flag, though, that the reality of the situation properly hits him. This is how far he's come, from the streets of Lotus Pier to Yunmeng's flag bearer at the Chai Olympics. The Lotus standard feels unusually heavy in his hand, causing him to look back at Jiang Cheng for reassurance. Jiang Cheng nods, Wei Wuxian smiles, takes a deep breath, and follows the woman in blue and white, announcing Team Yunmeng into the screaming stadium. Banacotta.
Oh my god, WWX! He looks so surprised to be here!
Lineko.
He's so pure, sobbing emoji.
Ice Gloss and Sun.
Roll call, countries of everyone in this chat.
Liz Wangji.
Australia, raising hands emoji.
Sinking or swimming.
USA.
Constellations.
UK.
BVTTLES.
Merca.
Bull Deep Fanish.
Italy.
Linaeco.
US, and the time zones are terrible,
BTW. Sinking or swimming.
Big mood.
Catriarch.
MX.
Jin Qian Chu.
Lan Ling.
Linaeco.
Wow, no way!
Cathayne Donalaith.
Ireland. And wow, lucky you!
Ash.
Lol, I'm a Kiwi.
Liz Wangji.
Terrible shipping rates unite.
Ash.
Sobbing emoji. Oh, worm.
Photo. Screenshot of tweets made by several sports commentators about Lan Wangji's appearance, including, hey, can anyone get me his number? Asking for a friend. Get me the number for his plastic surgeon. And he looks like an anime character. Can I have him on a body pillow? Comp Cult Confessions. Western sports commentators are so gross when talking about athletes of color. Like, some of them can't seem to believe Lan Wangji naturally looks like that. And if they can, they fetishize him and assume all Asian cultures are the same. It's so disrespectful to Lan Wangji, who worked hard to get to where he is today. Hashtag comp cult. Hashtag Chai Ollies. Hashtag competitive cultivation. Hashtag submission. Hashtag anonymous.
Mosh to the hosh.
OMG! Team, I'm still not over LWJ's hair?
Chaotic Good Cry 1.
Yeah, WTF, he cut it? How? Why? Sobbing emoji.
Mina Homine.
Lying on the floor, Calmoji.
Cocked by you.
I think it's because he got that role on that drama.
Jin Chiyin Chu.
Why would LWJ cut his hair for a TV drama? Laughing, crying emoji.
Domukun Rainbows.
Yeah, in the Lan fam, cutting your hair is, like, important.
Caught by you.
IDK, that was just a stupid theory I read somewhere. Tongue sticking out emoji.
Final Fantasy.
Guys, they're getting to the cauldron lighting. Alexei is coming. Praying hands emoji. Okay emoji.
Liz Wonkji.
Where is Alexei?
Ghostly Beans.
Where is Alexei?
Lineako.
Where is Alexei?
Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy.
Sparkly heart emoji. Praying hands emoji. Okay emoji. Thumbs up emoji. Sparkly heart emoji. Raising hands emoji. Heart eyes emoji. Celebratory emoji. Celebratory emoji. Okay emoji.
Painter Blue.
He looks amazing.
Leche Flan Flan.
And he's flying!
Liz Wonkji.
He's got the wing patterns on his clothes to represent doves.
Pickle DDD.
I want to marry him, sobbing emoji.
Ghostly Beans.
OMG, get in line.
Final Fantasy.
Can he step on me like he's stepping on Shouyue, TBH? Okay, emoji.
Painter Blue.
Same.
Painted Shoe Art.
The cauldron is also really pretty.
Liz Wonkji.
Yeah, they did a really good job organizing this.
Sasquil.
Lol, it's Gusu. What did we expect?
Crying laughing emoji. The semifinals take place after track and field wrap-up, and the space can be converted into a night-hunting arena. Wei Wuxian's group is the first to compete, so the eight of them suit up and grab their gear, heading out into a stadium jam-packed with screaming fans.
I'm not sure if I like this,
Nie Huaisong mutters. I almost miss the privacy of the regular arenas.
There were drone cameras in the regular arenas,
Jiang Cheng points out.
Nie Huaisong flushes.
Yeah, but at least you can't hear people screaming at you while you're trying to win, he retorts, as the lights in the arena dim and fog begins to seep throughout the space. Then there's the telltale groan of corpses, and the game is on. Nie Huaisong seemingly melts into the shadows. The sounds of his arrows hitting targets comes just a minute later. Wei Wuxian quickly realizes that Nie Huaisong has a point. The screaming of the fans had faded quickly in the eaves of Baifeng Mountain's forest, so it wasn't as disruptive. Here, it feels like he's being fenced in by their cheering, pierced by their gaze like a butterfly under glass. As if being at the Olympics wasn't stressful enough. Earplugs, says Jiang Cheng as he rushes by, shooting at a fleeing monster. Wei Wuxian blinks owlishly at him for a moment, before summoning two balls of spiritual energy, and using them to silence the sound of the crowd around his ears. Much better. The timer counts down. Wei Wuxian starts to search through the mist and obstacles flung in his path, taking out all the corpses and monsters he can find. Here, it's a free-for-all. He snipes several people's targets, slashes through monsters almost as soon as they appear, and gets in the killing blow on some of the larger targets to claim more points. By the time the buzzer rings to signal the end of the semi-final, he's ranked quite high on the scoreboard, surpassed only by Nie Huaisong. The fans go wild, flinging flowers down from the stands, as well as plush toys. Wei Wuxian nearly gets hit in the head with a stuffed rabbit. He takes it and waves to tremendous applause. Then the rest of the fog clears out, and the arena is reset for the next group. Still clutching the rabbit, Wei Wuxian heads up to the stands to find the spots reserved for the athletes. Lan Wangji's group is last.
Wen Niang is in his group as well, but when Wei Wuxian cheers for both of them, he only gets Wen Niang to smile and wave back. Lan Wangji only looks up briefly before promptly turning his back. It cuts at Wei Wuxian a little, but he smiles and shrugs it off. It's harder to shrug away the pang in his heart when the last round begins, though, as he watches Lan Wangji gracefully and effortlessly slay everything in his path. Even though Wen Ying's aim is scary good, and he takes out basically the rest of the targets, there's no beating Lan Wangji for sheer skill and precision. Naturally, when the final scoreboard goes up at the end, Lan Wangji is firmly at the top. Wei Wuxian is third after Nie Huaisang. The flowers begin to rain again. Wei Wuxian catches another peony from someone further up the stands before sending it out to Lan Wangji. This time, Lan Wangji tucks the peony into his jacket without hesitation, and Wei Wuxian's heart beats a little with something approaching hope. Photo. Series of GIFs showing recordings of each of the finalists during the semifinals. F yeah, night hunting. Congrats to the finalists! # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. # Wei Wuxian. # Lan Wangji. # Wen Jianglin. # Jiang Wenyin. # Jin Sichuan. # Luo Jingyang. # Nie Huaisang. # Qin Su. Anonymous asked, congrats to the finalists. I'm so glad for them. They all worked so hard. But I do have to ask, who is Qin Su? I don't think we've seen her at Worlds before. F yeah, night hunting. Qin Su represents Liaoning, which is an autonomous province in Liaoning. Due to rising political tension stemming from the Free Liaoning movement, Liaoning's government has heavily restricted Liaoning's athletes from representing their province in international competition. And since the head game master is in charge of the arena for Worlds, and the current head is from Liaoning, Liaoning has been boycotting Worlds as a symbolic protest. Fortunately, competitor Qin was able to take second at the Wushan Trophy, which was not overseen by Jin Guangyao, to qualify for the Olympics. # asks. # anonymous. # Qin Su. # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. Starry Night at Jiangstan. Why can't Olympic format be regular format? # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. This shrew can't be tamed. At Kiss Me Kate. At Jiangstan. I know, right? It makes better sense. Doesn't take as long and also means censored Wangxian isn't up in our faces all the damn time. # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. Xuan Light Brigade. At Han Yuzu Wus. When the Lanties are wanking on Maine because they hate how good # Wangxian really are, rolling eyes emoji. # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. Jiangcheng gold medal when? # Golden Cheng. At Jiangstan. At Kiss Me Kate. We have a new nickname. Cute that the Light Brigade will call anyone with sense a Lanty. LWJ voice. Lost. At Sasquill. LWJ at the Lanties. # Chai Yolis. # Comp Cult. GIF from Mean Girls. Captioned, why are you so obsessed with me? In the first week of competitions, the Olympic Village dances the delicate balance between a hedonistic paradise and a sterile pre-competition waiting room. Some teams have coaches enforcing strict curfews and noise violations, so the celebrating has to be taken strictly off campus, which is how, while celebrating making it to the finals, Wei Wuxian finds himself sandwiched between two pretty British gymnasts at a bar in downtown Chai. Heard you did well in your semifinals, Wuxian. One of them purrs. The gymnastics events are yet to come, but some of the teams are clearly blowing off steam in advance through intense partying.
Where's your rival? We've only seen a couple of the tapes, but you two were always together last competition.
He doesn't do parties, says Wei Wuxian, sending a slightly despairing look at Wen Ying, who's too busy discussing recurve bow tension with some cute South Korean archer to pay any attention to him. The gymnasts giggle harder at that, and one of them daringly puts a hand on his leg.
So that means you're here by yourself, then? She asks, pressing a glass of Emperor's Smile into his hand.
He downs it immediately, savoring the sweet burn down his throat.
My rivalry isn't a relationship, he protests, setting down the cup and putting an arm around each of them. Contrary to popular opinion, I'm not actually dating Lan Wangji. If Lan Wangji can go on the radio saying they're just fellow athletes, then he can say this, too.
That's good, says the American swimmer, half-draped over Nie Huaisong's shoulders.
You don't want to come to the Olympics with a partner. You'll have much less fun then. But even though he himself had told Lan Wangji that remaining professional was better for them, he still can't shake the feeling that if he takes any other athlete back to his room, he'd regret it much later.
But why should Lan Wangji's opinion matter so much?
That's what I thought, Wei Wuxian says, grinning. And hey, I'm down for all kinds. Maybe after the finals, though. I need my body in perfect condition for that.
He winks, and the gymnasts giggle.
If you win, we'll show you just how flexible we can get, teases the one with her hand on his leg.
Wei Wuxian can't help but notice it's gotten higher in the past couple of minutes.
I'm going to assume you don't normally talk like you just walked out of a porno, he says, running a hand through her hair.
Memories of someone else's long, dark hair flashes across his mind, but he blinks them away before the guilt comes running back.
Or into one, since that sounds like an invitation.
She laughs and refills his cup, presenting it to his lips.
Depends on how well you do tomorrow, Wuxian Gege.
Wei Wuxian can't help the flush rising to his cheeks as he drinks and tries to take his mind off Lan Wangji for the night. Weibo Wi-Fi.
I want Cornetto.
Ice cream emoji. Like, 5.7k. Comment, 902. Repost, 521. Lulu_compcult. Aren't you supposed to be competing? Weibo Wi-Fi.
Yeah, in a couple of minutes. I'm a bit hangry, though. Distressed emoji.
Plum Blossoms. Hashtag relatable. Manhattan Vamp.
If Wei Wuxian can post about being hangry before competing at the Olympics, I can get up in the morning and go to work.
The finals are the next evening, and somehow, impossibly, the crowd is even bigger.
You usually only see this kind of turnout for the football final, remarks Nie Huaisong as they watch the screens in the green room.
The Chai Chow Stadium is packed to the gills, noisemakers and flags flying from almost every available surface. Most of the other competitors seem determined not to look over at the screen. Luo Qingyang, in particular, looks a little nauseous. Wei Wuxian claps her on the shoulder.
Cheer up, Mian Mian. This is the Olympics. If you lose, you'll at least have lost to the best.
That immediately gets her to scowl at him.
You're really not making this any better, Yuan Dao, she snaps.
There's an erratic twang of Gutin strings, causing Wei Wuxian's heart to skip a beat. The countdown begins to play as they're ushered out of the green room into a corridor before the arena itself. Game masters and supporting staff are gathered here, clapping for them as they stride out onto the field with swords, bows, and special weapons in hand. The terrain is slightly different from the semifinals, but the fog still billows through the crevices and the rocks, and the sound of screaming fans is ever present. Wei Wuxian takes a deep breath. Two red sparks appear in his hands, and he uses them to silence the crowd.
The ground quakes beneath his feet, and suddenly, with a roar that echoes against his new barrier, a vast white serpent bursts out of the stadium floor. A collective shudder ripples through the crowd. The serpent hisses, and suddenly the arena floor fills with water, mimicking the rush of a raging river. Competitors with swords immediately hop onto them, flying around the head of the snake. Wen Niang and Nie Huaisang, however, have clambered further up the terrain to find perches for shooting. Similarly, Qin Su, a competitor Wei Wuxian had never seen before, has leapt directly onto the serpent itself and dealt the first wound with her daggers. The serpent starts to thrash, splashing the stands, while Qin Su clings onto her daggers for dear life. Immediately, Wei Wuxian zips in, extending a hand. "Come on!" he shouts, weaving around and trying to avoid the serpent as it lunges for him, too. Two bowstrings twang. Nie Huaisang and Wen Ying have both shot at the serpent. The arrows lodge in its back, causing it to swish its tail to knock them out of their perches. Wen Ying manages to catch himself in time, but Nie Huaisang is swept into the current. Jiang Cheng immediately flies down to pluck him out of the water, but Nie Huaisang's timeout flare dies out before he can get to him. Wei Wuxian, on the other hand, has successfully extricated Qin Su from the serpent's back, flying back up into the air. But as they circle just out of range of the serpent's jaws, there's a sudden rumble of thunder, and fat droplets of summer rain begin to fall. "Did you see any vulnerabilities on the serpent?" Wei Wuxian asks Qin Su. She nods. "It's a water creature. Its gills are the most sensitive," she says, just as the serpent hisses and shakes, splitting itself into 9 heads. There's a moment of stunned silence from all of the competitors at that, before Wei Wuxian gathers all the airborne cultivators close. "We need to get competitor Wen off the ground," he says. "Who's strong enough to do it?" Lan Wangji raises a hand.
"This serpent is a Xiang Liu. I cannot evade all 9 of its heads at once. I require a distraction."
"I have one," says Wei Wuxian, holding up his flute. "Jin Sichuan, Mian Mian, you two also help distract whichever heads aren't paying attention to my flute, okay?"
"What am I doing?"
"Use Zidian to tie down the Xiang Liu," replies Wei Wuxian. The electricity crackles around Jiang Cheng's fist. "Water conducts electricity, so we'll all have to be careful once Zidian's in play. But hopefully, between Hangguan Jun's Guqin strings, Zidian, and the water itself, will be able to subdue the monster."
"And the killing blow?"
Wei Wuxian shrugs. "Whoever is first is first." He puts his flute to his lips. "On my note, then?" Everyone nods. Wei Wuxian begins to play, and everyone else bursts into action. Lan Wangji dives for Wen Ying, while Jin Zixuan and Mian Mian fly around the other serpent heads. An upswell of something Wei Wuxian can't quite name rises deep in his chest, causing him to put even more energy and heart into the song. The Xiang Liu sways. Spiritual energy from the black Dizi surrounds it, lulling it. From the corner of Wei Wuxian's eye, he spots Jiang Cheng's Zijian ready to fly, spots Lan Wangji already soaring back up with Wen Ying beside him, spots the knots forming in the Xiang Liu's necks as Jin Zixuan and Mian Mian tie the heads together.
"Any minute now," Qin Su mutters.
Wei Wuxian yanks the flute from his lips. "Now!" he shouts, and Zidian lashes out, followed quickly by Lan Wangji's Guqin strings. They start to pull in opposite directions, electricity and spiritually reinforced silk grinding taut against the Xiang Liu's body. Wei Wuxian flies up, positioning Qin Su near its central head. "Think you can hit it in the gills?" he asks. She nods, before leaping from Suibian back onto the Xing Liu. The 9 heads scream in agony as she slashes its gills with her daggers, before stabbing a line down its body, spraying its blood into the water and all over her. A mistake. The instant the blood touches her, her timeout flare shoots out. Wei Wuxian can only watch as she collapses into the churning, bloodied water.
"The blood is poisonous," shouts Lan Wangji. "Surely you did not forget that."
"The Game Masters didn't tell us this was what we were fighting," Wei Wuxian shouts back. Lan Wangji's jaw tenses at that.
part of cultivation is recognizing and categorizing monsters. This young Liu is a famous creature whose blood poisoned entire fields, rendering them infertile for centuries. How could you not?
Spare me your lecturing, Han Guangjun, snaps Wei Wuxian. Do you want to kill this thing or not?
Already, the tension of the two cords pulling it in different directions is proving too much for the Xing Liu to bear. With a growl, Wei Wuxian rises back to face the central head of the monster, before leaping off Sui Bian straight into its open jaws.
Wei Ying!
Shouts Lan Wangji. But as the central head's mouth starts to close, Wei Wuxian thrusts his sword straight into the roof of its mouth. Almost immediately after, both Zidian and the Guqin strings collapse as the Xing Liu is sliced into pieces. The monster vanishes, the water recedes, and Wei Wuxian lands on Sui Bian back onto the arena floor, adrenaline still punching through him. The scores unfurl on the board above, and Yang Cheng smacks his shoulder. Wei Wuxian removes the barrier around his ears just in time to hear the ecstatic, deafening screams. Stuffed rabbits and peonies begin raining down from the stands as his name stands at the top of the scoreboard, followed by a golden number one. He'd won. He'd won at the Olympics. Cornetto. Congratulations at Weibo Wi-Fi on your spectacular comp cult win. You deserve all the Cornetto you can possibly eat. Hashtag comp cult. Hashtag chai ollies. Hashtag Wei Wuxian. Like 8K. Comment 102. Repost 436. Weibo Wi-Fi. You're underestimating the amount of Cornetto I can eat.
Delicious emoji.
Meteor X.
An icon.
Finger pointing up. Popsicle Twink. At all the WWX haters on Golden Core.
Diff of a lady making crying motions.
Hashtag Wei Wuxian. Hashtag comp cult. Hashtag chai ollies. Hashtag cry harder babies. Hashtag WWX 300% earned this one. Wei Wuxian's not sure how he managed to stay standing throughout the medal ceremony. Both he and Yang Cheng, who had taken bronze, are draped into the Yunmeng flag and laden with flowers. On the silver tier, Lan Wangji is as stoic as ever in the Gusu flag, his silver medal shining bright on his chest. Now that he'd won, the Olympic Village transforms into an oyster of possibilities. With the golden disc snug around his neck, Wei Wuxian finds himself fielding invites left, right, and center for parties and get-togethers, bar hopping and rendezvous. Almost every single one of them is presented with seductive intent, be it a bold touch to his chest or a flutter of lashes. One American pole vaulter even murmurs something in his ear about how he'd love to vault him on his pole. Wei Wuxian feels the urge to take a very long cleansing shower after hearing that. Of course, second place is nothing to sneeze at either, and coupled with Lan Wangji's perfect everything, it's quite a dangerous cocktail for this athlete's playground. Lan Wangji, however, seems determined to pay attention to one thing and one thing only, Cornettos. Wei Wuxian vaguely wonders if he should be jealous of that. After seeing Lan Wangji's tongue lap at the dessert, though, he has to admit he is, indeed, very jealous of an ice cream cone. Wuxian Gaga! A familiar trill distracts Wei Wuxian from his 50th chicken McNugget. He looks up, grinning as the British gymnasts drape themselves around him. Congratulations on your win! There's going to be a party in our room later if you're interested. A Brazilian football player adds sweetly, sliding up to rub against him. We got lots of the local wine. The emperor's smile. Heard it's your favorite. I could drink a jug of that and not get drunk, boasts Wei Wuxian. A cheer rises through the nearby Olympians. Well, that's a sight I don't want to miss,
declares a Swiss diver. Wei Wuxian has the distinct feeling he's going to regret making that claim, even if it's true. Sure enough, the deep scowl on Lan Wangji's face at the sight of all these other athletes hanging on to him makes guilt rear its ugly head. And that's how Wei Wuxian finds himself in the Brazilian quarter of the Olympic Village, drinking several of the other athletes under the table. By the time he looks up from what must be his 50th jug, the world is brighter and fuzzier than before, and his clothes are a bit too tight and hot on him.
Wuxian Gege, slurs the British gymnast,
looking soppily up at him from her own bowl.
You're a fucking ledge, you know?
Wei Wuxian can't help but laugh.
I knew you didn't usually speak like a porn star, he teases, squatting down next to her and patting her shoulder.
She reaches out, cupping his cheek.
Lan what's it is a lucky bloke.
Even while inebriated, her fingers are daring. They slip from his cheek to his shoulders, along his back. Wei Wuxian feels a slight shiver from her touch.
Your arse is like the talk of the town. Everyone wants a piece of it.
Wei Wuxian can't help the flush in his cheeks at that.
Really now? He intones, patting her hand as he returns it to the table. It's true, she murmurs, grinning soppily up at him. Should have invited your rival. I've always wanted to be in a comp cult sandwich.
Then her eyes droop closed, and a small snore wheezes out of her. Wei Wuxian chuckles, rising to his feet and tiptoeing over the drunken athletes, heading out of the room. He's immediately barred from entering his own room by the presence of a sock on the door. Really, Ah Cheng? He demands, banging on the door. Fuck off! Jiang Cheng's voice hisses from the other side. Wei Wuxian opens his mouth, but any suggestion that his shirty was having a hot date with his own hand shrivels on his tongue when he hears feminine laughter from the other side.
Familiar feminine laughter at that?
Okay. Wow. Didn't need to know that, Wei Wuxian declares, striding away from the door as fast as he can. But even the halls and courtyards of the village provide little comfort, as almost every dark corner, and a couple of lighted ones, are full of athletes making out, and worse. Condoms? A helpful man in green asks, holding out a bag full of them. Wei Wuxian can see the rather deadened look in his eyes. Clearly, this fellow has seen more about human sexuality than he ever cared to know. He takes a couple packets anyway, as well as a tube of lube, just in case. He bumps into the South Korean archer on their way to the independent athlete section, and Jin Zixuan sneaking out of the Olympic Village altogether. It seems almost as if every Olympian in Chai has paired off for the night, which makes something rather awful and green-eyed brew in the pit of his stomach. After all, he and Lan Wangji aren't together, which makes Lan Wangji just as fair game for the other athletes as he himself is. Still, out of literally everyone else he knows, Lan Wangji would probably be the one Olympian least likely to indulge tonight, especially considering the mystery recipient of his love song. He feels a bit bad for that person, whoever they are, and maybe a little jealous. If Lan Wangji is, in fact, spending the night alone, it must take an iron core to resist the cocktail of hormones flowing out of every room and corner. But everyone already knew Lan Wangji had one of those. The night air is crisp and bracing as he enters the quad of the complex hosting the Gusu athletes. Here things are a bit more subdued. More people are asleep than sleeping with one another. Granted, some of them are clad in little more than their medals and socks, but at least they aren't actively going at it. Wei Wuxian quietly steps past them and is about to debate whether or not it would be creepy to knock on every door until he finds Lan Wangji's, when his dilemma is solved immediately by running into the man himself.
Wei Ying, says Lan Wangji, half stunned.
Wei Wuxian sighs.
Jiang Cheng sexiled me, he says. Do you have space on your floor or something?
I have a bed, says Lan Wangji. A pause. Separate beds. My roommate is indisposed.
He casts a slightly withering glance towards one of the other dorm complexes. Wei Wuxian has a pretty good idea what his roommate is up to.
Well, like I said, Jiang Cheng somehow managed to hook up with Mian Mian, so here I am.
He spreads his hands.
I swear, I'll just shower real quick and fall right asleep. I won't bother you at all.
Lan Wengji hums at that before pressing the elevator button. The ride up to his floor is quiet, slightly awkward. Even the elevator itself smells a bit of sex.
Did you anticipate that this is what happened to your school when Chai got the bid to host the Olympics?
Wei Wuxian asks when they get off at his landing. Lan Wengji strides on ahead, not replying.
I mean, everyone has this view of athletes as celibate, stoic people dedicated to their sport, so it probably came as a shock exactly how much sex goes on at the Olympics.
Lan Wengji unlocks his door. I suspected.
But you gotta admit, even this is a bit much.
Wei Wuxian steps into the room, looking around. Lan Wengji's roommate is as neat as he is. They seem to have barely even unpacked their suitcase. Lan Wengji rummages in his bags, handing Wei Wuxian a towel.
You said you wanted to shower, he explains brusquely.
A nightshirt of white linen is pressed into his other hand, followed by a pair of shower shoes.
There is soap in the bathroom.
Wei Wuxian almost forgets to take off his gold medal on his way to the showers. He showers and returns as quickly as he can, arrayed in the nightshirt with the towel slung around his hips. Lan Wengji opens the door in pajamas, his gaze only briefly straying down before darting back up to his face. Wei Wuxian crosses his legs before striding into the room and slipping under the covers of the bed of Lan Wengji's roommate. The same awkwardness that had filled the room in Baifeng the morning after fills this room now, punctuated only by the breathless moaning of Lan Wengji's neighbors.
Of course, thinks Wei Wuxian sourly. Hammer it in, why don't you?
I know you're mad at me, he says. Lan Wengji, who had been trying to assume the lotus position for meditation, arches an eyebrow. You know, for what I said at Baifeng.
I am not,
says Lan Wengji, though the grit of his jaw tells Wei Wuxian otherwise.
Don't lie to me, he scoffs. I rejected you, didn't I? People tend to get mad about that.
You had your reasons, replies Lan Wengji stiffly. I intend to honor them.
Really?
Wei Wuxian's not sure what's possessing him to goad Lan Wengji like this, but it sure as hell isn't honor.
What's with the vinegary look you were throwing everyone in the dining hall then? You ignore me for half the competition, even turn your back on me when I greet you, and then you act all offended when other people express interest in me? You know I could have fucked my way around the world with these athletes by now, if it weren't for the fact that every time I consider it, I think about you instead.
Lan Wengji rises swiftly from the ground, expression thunderous.
Do not blame me for your own shortcomings in finding a mate, he spits, leaning into Wei Wuxian's personal space with a glare. I am not your keeper, as you have made abundantly clear.
You are not mine, lies unspoken between them, and I am not yours.
But I want to be yours, Wei Wuxian protests a little, a tiny portion of his heart that he keeps trying to squash. But, like hope itself, it always seems to spring back up. He looks up, deep into the beautiful mask of Lan Wangqi's face, and does something very, very stupid. He reaches out and kisses him. And Lan Wengji kisses back with the force of a tidal wave, as if he, too, has had his resolve whittled down to the finest of threads by everything that's happened today. Winning silver, fielding propositions, avoiding the worst of the parties. And now, finally, it had met its final straw. Given enough heat and pressure, even an iron core will buckle and melt. Lan Wengji's is melting right before Wei Wuxian's eyes, as his mouth sucks a hungry line down the column of Wei Wuxian's neck. He pauses, just at Wei Wuxian's collar, and reaches for the nightstand, pressing the familiar disc of Wei Wuxian's gold medal into his hands.
"Put this on,"
he murmurs, pressing a kiss to the gold before resting it on his chest. Wei Wuxian can feel himself hardening under his gaze. He shrugs out of the nightshirt, metal hanging bright and cold over his sternum. Lan Wangji swallows at the sight before rushing to discard his own pajamas, bearing his cock to Wei Wuxian's fumbling, eager hands. Wei Wuxian's fingers wrap around it, pressing Lan Wangji back down against the mattress. Though he'd seen this cock before, he hadn't properly held it in his hands. It's warm and heavy, a familiar, welcome weight in Wei Wuxian's hand. He strokes it, softly at first, hesitant. But at the hitch in Lan Wangji's breath, he grows bolder and leans in to kiss the tip.
Wei Ying.
Lan Wangji's voice is rough with desire. Wei Wuxian looks up at him, and Lan Wangji cradles the back of his head, fingers tightening against his ponytail. Wei Wuxian opens his mouth and takes Lan Wangji in as far as he can go. He almost gags in his eagerness at first, but Lan Wangji senses it too and stills his head, concern knitting at his brow. Wei Wuxian pulls back, slightly stunned, before trying again. It's still sloppy, imperfect, but it makes Lan Wangji's fingers clench in his hair, and that's more important. If this is what Lan Wangji needs, then Wei Wuxian will do it, even if his heart aches with every stroke. Lan Wangji's body is perfect in the golden lamplight of the room, sculpted like marble, polished like jade. The only signs of his pleasure lie in the flush of his earlobes and the erratic rise and fall of his chest. As Wei Wuxian moves, he feels the burden of the gold medal around his neck, the golden disc flashing in the light. "I think I've cracked the code," he jokes, laving his tongue along the underside of Lan Wangji's shaft. "You'll only have sex with me if I win gold, right? If you can't win, you'll at least get to fuck the winner." Lan Wangji's only response is to yank his hair. Wei Wuxian laughs, even as pain smarts along his scalp. "Didn't know the great Han Guanjin had such a thing for gold medals," he continues, now running his tongue across the ridge under the tip. Lan Wangji gasps. "Gotcha."
"Wei Ying," groans Lan Wangji. "You can put your mouth to better use."
Wei Wuxian laughs at that and does. He takes Lan Wangji close to the edge, but just before he can take him any further, Lan Wangji sits up and pulls himself out. Turning Wei Wuxian around, Lan Wangji drops soft kisses along his shoulders and back, hands straying down to cup Wei Wuxian's ass. Wei Wuxian is suddenly grateful he ran into the sad green man earlier. "There's condoms and lube in my pocket," he says. Lan Wangji's lips pause against his metal ribbon. "Yeah, I ran into someone handing them out. I wasn't really planning, but, you know." Lan Wangji kisses his nape and gets up from the bed. Wei Wuxian's body tingles with anticipation as he hears rustling from behind him, followed by the press of a slender finger against his entrance. Lan Wangji's fingers tease into him, warm and slick. But Wei Wuxian can feel the impatience thrumming through him like the pull of a bowstring just before release. "Do it," he breathes, pushing his hips back and resting his head on his arms, bumping his ass against Lan Wangji's hands. "Fuck me, Lan Chan. Use me. Practice with me." Tears springing into his eyes unbidden as Lan Wangji enters him, the sudden stretch shocking and painful. He's still mostly dry and definitely unprepared, but as Lan Wangji begins to move, the discomfort eases quickly into pleasure. The moaning of the neighbors have faded into silence, and now all Wei Wuxian can hear is the rhythm of their own bodies against the bed. He grabs the pillow, burying his moans into it as Lan Wangji fucks him harder and deeper than before, his fingers pressed so hard against Wei Wuxian's hips that he's sure there'll be bruises in the morning. There's still a bit of angry heat in him, in the punishing pace of his thrusts, and his rough bites along Wei Wuxian's shoulders. But it's exactly what Wei Wuxian needs, as he curls his toes against the comforter and loses himself to Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji's hands now move up to tug at Wei Wuxian's metal, pulling the ribbon taut.
The heavy gold flies to Wei Wuxian's throat, the pressure at once terrifying and wonderful.
Lan Chan,
he gasps, and Lan Wangji's fingers immediately loosen on the ribbon.
No, no, do it again, please!
Lan Wangji's growl resounds low in his chest, vibrating against Wei Wuxian's back. It thrills him even more so as Lan Wangji's hands tug at the metal's ribbon again. Wei Wuxian's head spins. Every nerve in his body feels like it's been set alight. The fingers loosen again, and Wei Wuxian gasps as Lan Wangji's hands move down his front. They bring him flush against Lan Wangji's chest before reaching down to stroke at his own neglected cock. Wei Wuxian gasps as Lan Wangji noses against the crook of his neck, pressing soft kisses at odd intervals with his rough thrusts and strokes. He's so close. Every touch only drives his body more wild. Each thrust, he feels the heavy metal against his chest, feels the brush of Lan Wangji's cock against that sweet spot inside him. He loses all sense of himself and the world around him, reduced only to a creature of desperate moans and rutting until he's coming messily across Lan Wangji's fingers, and Lan Wangji's breath is hot against his ear as he follows. Panting heavily, Wei Wuxian slides off Lan Wangji's cock, flopping back onto the comforter. Lan Wangji leans in and tugs him up by his metal to kiss him. Now sated and lethargic, Wei Wuxian reaches up to run his hands across Lan Wangji's cropped hair. "Like I said, you look hot," he murmurs, grinning. Lan Wangji huffs, half amused, before pulling back to admire his handiwork. Wei Wuxian, covered in bruises and marks, his abdomen still splashed with cum, his hair mussed and wild across the comforter.
"We are fortunate my roommate never seems to sleep in his own bed,"
Lan Wangji mumbles, slightly rueful. Wei Wuxian laughs. "I don't think he'll want to anyway after this." He spreads his legs, bracketing Lan Wangji's hips with his ankles. "You haven't gotten rid of your condom yet. Aren't you done?" Lan Wangji closes his eyes and shakes his head, a faint pink flush spreading across his cheeks. Wei Wuxian whistles in appreciation, even as Lan Wangji lines himself up and thrusts back in, turning his amusement back into overstimulated pleasure. It's so easy to lose himself like this. It's so easy to fall. In the morning, Wei Wuxian wakes up to a mild pounding in his head and the feeling of someone carting their hands through his hair. He can feel the tingling warmth of spiritual energy gracing his temples, and with a soft groan, he opens his eyes to see Lan Wangji peering down at him from beside him. For one moment, all Wei Wuxian wants is for this to be how he wakes up every morning, to Lan Wangji's eyes, in Lan Wangji's arms. He leans up, smiling as he cups Lan Wangji's cheek. "Good morning." Lan Wangji swallows, his fingers now trailing along the bite marks he'd left on Wei Wuxian's body.
"My apologies for my rashness,"
he murmurs, as his hands linger against one particularly angry bruise. "It's fine," says Wei Wuxian automatically, a strange desperation tugging inside him. "You weren't the only one being stupid last night." Lan Wangji's fingers freeze before swiftly retracting.
"I know."
He purses his lips before rising from the bed and striding over to his own. The distance between them echoes like a chasm.
"We should not have done that."
Wei Wuxian suddenly feels as if he's been doused in ice water. He starts to gather his clothes, throwing them on with the viciousness he wishes he actually felt. Stupid, stupid Wei Ying, for even daring to pretend for this moment that Lan Chan could love you like this. All good things must come at a price. Lan Wangji's love seems to be the steepest one of them all, built on gold medals and stolen moments at competitions. The world might see Wei Wuxian as the new Olympic champion in night hunting, but victory is truly a double-edged sword, especially when it makes his relationships with the ones he loves so precarious. The gold medal is heavy against his neck. Wei Wuxian takes it off and stuffs it into his jacket pocket. "Well," he says. What happens at the Olympics? Lan Wangji nods.
I am aware,
he concedes.
But...
Wei Wuxian raises an eyebrow as Lan Wangji seems to bite his lip as he tries to pick out his next words. But...
How long are you staying in Chai, now that your event is over?
The first tinglings of warmth begin to return to Wei Wuxian's heart. We're going to be sightseeing for a couple of days after the closing ceremony, he manages. Why do you ask? Lan Wangji's hands fiddle with themselves in a way reminiscent of how he once fiddled with his plate. It's almost like deja vu, except this time he says,
We could get dinner.
Wei Wuxian's world tilts slightly on its axis. You've never asked to hang with me outside of competitions before, he remarks, flabbergasted. Lan Wangji huffs at that and turns his face from Wei Wuxian as if trying to hide something.
First time for everything.
Wei Wuxian can't help but laugh at that, even as he agrees to the dinner. Even if this is all Lan Wangji wants from him, then Wei Wuxian will gladly take all that he can get. Im Seong-hun, Qinghe Campus Center, University of Chai. Photo: Wen Ying bent over a Nintendo Switch, surrounded by other young Olympians. Liked by Ghost General, Constellations, An Yongbei, and 108 others. Partying hard at the Chai Ollies. Sunglasses emoji. Winking tongue out emoji. Celebratory emoji. View all 92 comments. Y Katsuki official. Hey, that's what I do too. Embarrassed emoji. Peach Eat plus Chew. At Y Katsuki official. Yeah, we all knew that. Blank faced emoji. Im Seong-hun, Qinghe Campus Center, University of Chai. Photo: Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji together in the dining hall, with Wei Wuxian trying to make Lan Wangji bite his gold medal. Liked by Yan Li Jiang, Han Kyung, Dapper Prof, and 520 others. Morning snack? Hashtag Chai Ollies. Hashtag Wei Wuxian. Hashtag Lan Wangji. Hashtag Wangxian. View all 218 comments. Guanghongji. At Peachy Plus Chu. You need to see this!